kids, y'all ready?
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the concert film Justin Timberlake and the Tennessee Kids.
At no point did I ever think I'd find myself saying I've got to watch the Justin Timberlake concert movie. I mean, I knew Mr. Timberlake is a strong performer, but it's not like I actually listened to his music. But then I started reading about it, and the buzz was strong after it premiered at the 2016 Toronto Film Festival. Soon I learned that it was directed by the eclectic Jonathan Demme, who most think of as the man who guided multiple Oscar winner The Silence of the Lambs. However, some don't realize that Mr. Demme has a strong documentary background, a lot of them involving musicians. There's been a whole series focusing on Neil Young, plus many believe the 1984 Talking Heads concert film Stop Making Sense is the greatest of its kind. So you know what? I recommend you definitely take a look at Justin Timberlake and the Tennessee Kids. It chronicles the final date of the 2020 concert tour at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. Demme employed the renowned cinematographer Declan Quinn, and he used up to 17 cameras to capture the action, including two free-floating ones in the audience. The massive concert set is incredible, and Timberlake and his team are talented and energetic. And the icing on the cake, Mr. Timberlake dedicates the finished product to Prince. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to check out Mark's long-form reviews at his terrific website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark, we'll be back next week. To anti-back or not to anti-back? That is the clean, hygienic question. All right, I know, I'm really just butchering Shakespeare, but it's an important thing. Do you use those antibacterial cleansers? I do. Maybe I've become a slave to them. Right now in my pocket, I have a tiny little bottle of, it's a store brand. Came out of a local supermarket. You know, the big one is Purell. This is the store brand. Still works. It's lemon scent because I need to smell good. And it kills 99.99% of germs. That 0.01% must be a real pain in the neck to get a hold of. But anyway, so do you use these things? Have you heard some of these studies? Oh, you can't use them. No, because you're going to create this super bug, which will be like Godzilla back in the 430 movie when you were 10 years old, and it will take over the world. I like being clean. Don't know about you. I have one in my car, the big one, you know, with the pump. Put it right there in the cup holder, so if I use an ATM, if I touch money, I clean my hands. Why wouldn't I want to clean my hands? Isn't it amazing? I know somebody who is sick often through the cold and flu season. This person will purchase food, fast food, delivered food, whatever, and will touch money, and then will literally just go from touching the money to opening the sandwich, touching it, and eating it. Let's think for a moment, folks. Think of money. Think of dollar bills. Think of all the places that money has been before it came to you. And there, too. That's right. It's quite unpleasant, and there it is in your hand. Change. Do you know where change has been? Coins. The back of drawers for 19 years. Inside pockets of clothing that hasn't been washed probably in 5 weeks. And where is the pocket of a pair of pants located? That's right. See what I mean, folks? So you need to be clean out there. Call me crazy, but when we pack our son's lunch for school every day and he goes with his sandwich and his juice box and the whole thing and his little thing of grapes, he also has a little antibacterial dispenser, and he has a antibacterial wipe and a little baggie so he can properly clean himself. And here's why, folks. He'll touch, thousands of things and surfaces in schools every day. And he often tells us the story about his classmates, many of whom that go into the bathroom. They take care of business, either the minor business or, the major business, and they don't wash. I think it's a good idea to try to stay as clean as you can, because when you really start to think about all of the surfaces out there, whenever it's ratings time, they don't do it as much as they did. But back in the heyday of 2020 and Dateline NBC and CBS tried one every 4 weeks. They all failed, but they were trying too. They would go out and they would swab ATM machines. and the handrails on escalators and the buttons on elevators and payphones when we used to have payphones. And then they would analyze what was there, and they would find pretty much every dreaded disease known to mankind and all kinds of things that you wouldn't want to touch. And then that's what gets me. Somebody will go use an ATM, hold a handrail on an escalator, go up to the top level of the mall, take out some money, pay for it, and get this delicious looking sandwich, and then just touch it with those contaminated hands and eat it and send all those germs right down the hatch, headed to the old stomach. Then if you wonder why you're sluggish and you're sick all the time, that could be why. So the question, to anti-bac or not to anti-bac? The answer, as far as your humble host is concerned, a resounding yes. I gotta go wash my hands. And if that makes me a germaphobe, Howie Mandel, you and I are then brothers. That would be a good guess to get. Let's keep that in mind, folks. You know, if he's willing to talk about this, somebody make a note of that. All right, as we head to break here, stay with us. This is America Weekend, and I'm a clean Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Diane had just paid her fare on a city bus and was beginning to sit down when it pulled away from the curb. She fell and hurt her back, so she sued the city for her pain and injuries. But in court, the city proved that the bus was operating in a safe manner because the driver did not swerve dangerously away from the curb. Who do you think won this case? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Although it was proven that the driver didn't swerve dangerously, it is still the driver's duty to wait until Diane had a chance to sit down before moving the bus. Diane won, and that's the final verdict.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So does your child like to be tickled? Well, it can do wondrous bonding things. Here's what a physiological tickle is and the science of it. First, a tickle is any attempt to defend the body's vulnerable parts, and you can't tickle yourself. Well, maybe a little. Second, only when the tickler is perceived as harmless will a person enjoy a tickle. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tickle your child, they trust you. They believe you. They believe you will not harm them. They are surrendering themselves to you. They laugh because they love you. Between parent and child, this is an inviolate trust. Do it right, and it can facilitate a lifetime of love and bonding. Do it wrong, cross the line, and a simple tickle can turn into a lifetime of separation. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.